What do you do? What do you say? It's Balls Deep, and I'm here to tell you that we have new episodes of Talking Shop on a Wednesday. Kind of, sort of. Look, we have so many Patreons that the boys decided to share the Patreons with the podcast feed. Now, if you like what you hear, in the description below, there will be a link. Subscribe to the Patreon. Get this content before anybody else will hear it. With that, you get exclusive interviews and Zoom calls with the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, Zucar Rocky Romero, and the Big LG Doc Gallows. Also, once a month, you get special watch-alongs and this really cool thing that they do called Boozing with the Boys. The Patreon's a really cool community, and I don't just say that because the Patreon pays some of my salary here. I've been a part of some of the Boozing with the Boys. I've met some of the Patreon when they've come to several live talking shops. They've helped fund Talking Shop-a-manias. It's a really cool community. Where else are you going to get this up close and personal with your favorite professional wrestlers? Only on the Talking Shop Patreon. So enjoy these special episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget, we have a brand new YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. We have a vlog that drops every week. Second to the Patreon episodes, the vlog is the second most consistent thing that Talking Shop does. So let the boys know you want more Patreon episodes if you're a Patreon member. And if you're not, get on that. But also, watch the vlog each and every Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button, smash the notification bell, as the kids say. I don't know why we're smashing things, but smash the bell. Help us grow the channel. All right? Enjoy some really subpar content right now.
Strong man, why the fuck don't you have a full-blown podcast yet, babe?
Yeah, why are you picking that?
Well, you know, it's funny enough because there's a company I used to work for, MHP. They actually been reaching out trying to have me be like one of their staples, be like the fucking I don't mind fucking getting on and entertaining, but I don't want to deal with all the shit that goes along with the fucking, you know. If I got a time and a place to get on the air, I'm good, but all the other shit I don't want to deal with.
Well, you got your own fucking brand, you don't need it. Right?
Like, I don't want to do the podcast anymore. I mean, fuck, it sucks. I mean, it does, guys.
Hello, Carl.
Court went side texting Gallows, forcing Gallows to get mad at me to bring the goddamn thing back. Fuck. It's hard to do. It's fun to get on here and talk with my friends. Podcast, it's fun to fucking bullshit. But then,
but then
you start trying to figure out, like, are you going to make money from it? Are you not going to make money from it? Do you have time at home to do all this stuff when you got all this other shit going on? You got kids at home. You got a wife at home.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's not easy. It's not fucking easy. And that might be why you're not doing that shit. You don't want to have to commit to the bullshit.
You guys want a Patreon exclusive?
I got to take a piss. Give me about 2 minutes here. I got to piss.
While Strongman runs off to pee, I need to talk about what I was witnessing on the podcast. I'm almost certain that Gallows was finger blasting his wife during that last episode.
How'd you know that?
Gallows, what the fuck is wrong with you?
How'd you know that?
You're making, like, you can't think, you can't talk, your face is like this, your arms are like this. I mean, it's just like, dude, can you not just fucking,
like,
I
don't Gallows just stopped doing anything.
Hey, Emilio, going,
yes, yeah, catch face, because I was looking
at Emilio, I thought
it was having a stroke.
Gallows, I don't want to do this podcast. I don't want to do this fucking podcast.
No, you told me every day.
And if you're not going to be here and you're not going to be fully fun, I'm going to fucking quit right now.
Just have any underwear on. What am I going to do? You're not going to not quit? Touch it. You have a 6-foot blonde with her gimmick hanging out.
It's not even hanging out.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, how does it hang out?
Whether it's hanging out or not, it's accessible.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, Strongman is trying to tell us.
It's not accessible.
Well, if he got his finger in there, it was accessible.
I mean, listen, you guys were talking. I was enjoying it, and it was. I mean,
Jesus Christ on a crutch. Hey, look at this.
What do I get for buying her a fucking 911?
What'd you get?
I got
11.
Oh shit, that's way better.
We're a three fucking Porsche household now.
I have paid in flesh.
God, okay. Hold on.
I have paid.
I told her, I said, look, I fucking bring this fucking car home. No more fucking crying and saying stop. No more of this shit. You just fucking dry. You just grin and bear it.
Grin and bear it. Well, like you always told me.
Deep water.
That's the biggest real I've ever done on any of our podcasting.
No, you understand those workouts, right?
Of course.
You know how those workouts go down. You know what I'm talking about.
They're terrible.
It gives me no fucking mercy. Okay? So just take those workouts. Put it in the bedroom. That's the way it goes down.
He's got to work it out. Let him work it out. He'll finish when he's done.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, sorry. I'm lying here. Little baby there.
I do want to ask John, though. Like, do you mind, like, talking at all to the people about, like, because, like, people always ask us questions about investments and shit, like, how did you didn't you start with real estate a while back, or
here's the thing. Here's the thing.
You're so filthy rich anyway.
Number one is you can't be a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
And I mean by that is you got to be fucking willing to take some fucking risks, you know?
Like, and when you were talking about investing in something one time. Can I say the thing we always talked about, can I say what it was?
Oh, yeah, gold.
Gold, okay.
That's right.
And he goes, you got to invest in gold, goddammit. And I looked at him, and like I said, you know, I didn't know anything. And I went, well, you know, four or $500? He goes, Jesus Christ.
What are you going to do with $500?
He almost threw up.
You spend that at fucking dinner, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. But yeah. please continue.
Number one, when it comes to investing, you got to be willing to take some fucking risks, because here's the deal. I mean, if you're fucking 80 years old, the risk time, you don't have time to recover from a risk. But when you're fucking young, you got to take some fucking risks. Some of them are going to work and some of them aren't. But I mean, just think about anything you do is you're going to have more failures than successes. You just got to fucking, you know, you got to calculate your risk. You're going to be fucking stupid. But at the same time, you got to be willing to fucking get in there and fucking put it on the line. You know, there's been plenty of times when investments have gone really fucking well, and there's been times when they fucking have not done really well. But the bottom line is you got to be smart enough to kind of calculate some of those risks. But the number one thing I would say is you got to be willing to take some risks. Because if you play too conservative, you're just fucking earning money and saving it, and you're not getting anywhere that way.
Nothing happened.
You know? That's a good point.
So remember, it was probably... Man, was it 2000? I saw it in 2009 or 10. That's when real estate had started to go down a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I was...
Listen, I took a fucking beating in the fucking real estate business.
Yep.
I mean, fuck.
Did you get out?
I did, because, I mean, literally when...
Waited out?
There was one point I had 23 fucking houses, 23 fucking doors, you know?
So that's just funneling in when it's going good.
Great. But, and then the fucking market crashed and I was a little too fucking overextended. Here's a perfect example. This was one of my not very good calculated risks. So I had a fucking building, 5-unit fucking building. It was paid for. That was kind of the anchor of my real estate schedule. Well, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I just got to fucking make it through this downtrodden and I'll be okay. So I fucking leveraged my building that was paid for when I should have just fucking held on to that motherfucker and let some of the other ones fuck some of the, because not every deal you make is going to be great.
Yeah,
I should have fucking let some of the deals that were not so good. Great. But in my mind, I thought I could fucking fight my way out of the corner. And basically what happened was the real estate fucking kicked my ass.
Saying that.
Oh, fuck, man. There was a fucking period where, I mean, Jesus Christ, there was a period where, you know, in my wrestling time when I was wrestling, where fuck, it was just gravy. I mean, the real estate was fucking crushing. And I got my ass kicked. And basically, I fucking moved on. But the bottom line was, when I moved on, I was willing to take another risk. And that's what I did, you know? And you just
like, yeah.
You just got to keep, it's like you can't just fucking, you know, you get kicked in the fucking nuts and you go to the fucking ground. Well, you got to get the fuck back up and not be worried about getting kicked in the nuts again, you know?
My dad's a big component of you. When he says that, he goes, some days I just don't feel like doing anything. And then damn it, I'll turn on a strongman YouTube. And he says, get up off the couch, you pussy. And well, I get up and I go do something, damn it.
That's sure. awesome. That's, I fucking that's love true. That. That's
he was strong. He goes, make sure you tell Strongman he kicked my fucking ass. Tell Strongman he kicked my ass out of the couch today. And like, I'll text John every now and then, but it's true.
Well, here's the backside of that whole thing I was saying about investing is what I learned, what's really like through that real estate venture. Real estate was not some, I loved the fucking money that I made, but it wasn't something I was real passionate about. I was passionate about the money.
Yep.
But when I got out of that, I was like, okay, I got a fucking PhD, so to speak, in this, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't have a fucking PhD in fucking real estate. When I was fucking kicking ass in real estate, everybody was kicking ass in real estate. The market was hot. Well, so when I moved on from real estate, I thought, okay, there's going to be a slightly different parameter to taking risks. I'm going to take risks in things that I fucking love to do. Because then when you get into a fucking hotspot and you got to really fucking bound and work your ass off extra hard because you're in a fucking, in a corner, you're really not working. Right. And that's one now, like where I'm right now, I don't make a fucking penny from anything that I'm not fucking passionate about. And you know, my success now is probably triple what it was when I was working for money.
And you've got awesome. A gym. You still got a gym that you still run the gym or the clients.
I basically closed that fucker down because I built that fucking house in Mexico. I took half the equipment, made a fucking home gym in my house in California, took the other half and built an outdoor training facility in my compound in Mexico. You guys are going to love it. This motherfucker, this motherfucker, I just said, okay, I'm just going to fucking pay for this motherfucker. I know you like that one.
There you go. Of course, of course you did.
Cash.
We like
literally this motherfucker is so it's a house. It's a detached garage. It's an outdoor training facility. It's a fucking guest house. It's a fucking 12 seater bar, all with a fucking 6 foot wall around the whole goddamn thing with a fucking gate on a fucking remote. And you're looking at the fucking Cortez Sea.
That's amazing. You know?
And so when I invested in real estate that time, it was a passion, you know?
Of course it was. Yeah.
It wasn't. I didn't do it to make money on that. I did it because I was fucking eating up what I was doing, you know?
There's a guy that I follow that says if you do real estate, you try to invest in multifamily homes. How do you feel about those?
Well,
like apartment buildings or something? Is that the same kind of
duplexes? Yeah.
Yeah,
the place that I had that was paid for when I was hot in real estate was a 5-unit building. So it's very correct because obviously, you know, you got a lot more rent coming in from that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But again, I would still fall back to somebody that wants to be an entrepreneur that really wants to fucking get somewhere. You got to look at A, what you're good at. B, what are you passionate about? Because if you get yourself in trouble and you got to really fucking work your ass off, do you feel like you're working? You know?
Right. No.
And that's the fucking deal, you know? I mean, the best way to put it is, I mean, I have months where I'm making three times what I ever made when I was on my hottest spot when I was doing other ventures because I'm loving what I'm doing and you're better at it when you love it.
Yep.
You know?
John, how do you feel about Gallo's fingering his wife on the goddamn podcast?
I think it's fucking great. He's doing what he wants to do. That's what it's all about.
Hey, listen, if there's Patreon, it's not the real podcast, so I can say this. We can edit it out if you want to, but like, you're a goddamn legend in my mind. I've wrestled everywhere, but you're a legend in my mind because I know that once in a while, a brother like you has so much natural testosterone come through his body, he's got to crank one out. Well, when you got to crank one out, the dog's hungry.
That's it.
The fuck has to fucking eat.
No.
Right?
here's a great story. We show up into a fucking hotel. Everybody wants to know what room I've been in because I've jerked off and I've thrown so many fucking loads of sperm on the fucking wall. Nobody wants to come in my room.
So that's my respect for you. Like as an entrepreneur, a strongman is very high, but my brother respect for you is even higher because I came in behind that. And they said, we don't want a room where John or Gallo slept.
That's true.
Yeah, there we go, baby. We're in the same club.
Fuck, right? I knew John was a hell of a man, but that's just fucking, listen, I'll take the pillowcase right off and just, sorry. I mean, fuck it. It's not mine.
So Gallo's one time told me, he goes, yeah, dude, I just cranked off, rolled over and the pillowcase was there. So I used the pillowcase, wiped it off. And I went, hold on a second. You're trying to make that sound like you just happened to use the pillowcase that one time. You always use the pillowcase.
And he just what you do. You fucking you wipe it off your fucking stomach and you flip it on the wall. That's what you do. And then you don't even use
it. I see why you like this guy.
You guys are two peas in a pod.
You roll over and the fucking excess will be off in the bed before you know it.
It's just DNA. It goes away.
Baldo, oh, every Man single of
patrons
time,
are going to lose on this one.
Yeah, every single time we would check into the Tokyo Dome Hotel, Baldo made sure he knew what room That's John was in. He would write down the room John was in. He put it right back.
He had like a log.
Somebody got one of my rooms, and all you guys were fucking laughing. He was pissed. Who was that?
I don't know.
Remember.
Ah, fuck. Could it have been Lance?
I don't know,
man. You and Lance used to argue a lot.
About jacking off.
Lance is a great guy, but he had it out for me. He used to dig on me a lot, you know?
He's a bully. He tries to bully people a lot.
He's also a bit of a 6'8 nerd.
It was a Tokyo Dome. It was a Tokyo Dome show. We all went someplace, have dinner and fucking drink and having a good time. And Lance was just like, I remember a few of us were like, dude, we're having a good time. Why? Happy. Be happy. Smile. If you're not, you don't have to be here. You know?
You go back, bro. Anytime.
Yeah. He would crack easily on tour.
You wound him up better than anybody. Yeah. Hottest Carl.
Did I?
John and I did, but I wouldn't do it on purpose. So John and Lance used to get into it a little bit. Me and Lance used to get into it all the time too. Lance, maybe there's a thing there. Who's getting to get into it with everybody? Who's at fault?
Patreon exclusive. Like, I've tagged with Carl for 7 years now. We've been around, and the only person I ever saw him I've seen him twice. The second one we'll talk about later, but not to the degree that you got hot. I come in. And like, fuck, this is great. Rebirth of my career. We get to be in the Bullet Club. We work Lance and Harry. I know both of them. Work with both of them a lot. Whatever. It's going to be fine. And then all of a sudden, Harry's standing there doing this. What's going on? What's going on? I go, I don't know. But like Lance and Carl, who I don't know, are about to have a fight. And Carl goes, fuck it. And fuck you. And he walks off. And then Lance said, and he goes, I don't know how to deal with your partner. And I go, I've never been here. So I don't know how to deal with fucking any of it. And I'm just talking to Harry about fucking nails.
Oh, yeah.
1993. What the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah, me and Lance.
He can brother away to get along with anybody, but him and Lance are pals who eat dinner together. But
yeah.
Holy fucking wrestling. Was that a great.
Well, yeah, love him to death, though. He's
the nicest, lovable guy,
yeah.
But he just would get pissed.
However,
he's like a lot of my big guy friends. You click their trigger, they're ready to fucking kill someone.
Hey.
I remember I was trying to get, I used to joke around and try to get Strongman to stay at the dojo with us. Like, oh, yeah, it's a sorry. You can't
stay in there ever.
You can't stay at the Dome Hotel. You got to stay at the dojo. And he goes, God, listen. You think I'm a fun-loving guy and all, but try to be around me 24 hours a day, fella. We all need our space.
I'm good in fucking doses. You know, you get too big of a dose of me. I got one of my buddies lives fucking 3 miles away. Real cool cat. He played in the major leagues for a while. We train a lot. You know, I haven't seen this motherfucker in probably 9 months because he had a dose and he just leaves one. He knows he's had enough and he'll come back at some point.
Hey, how about when you'd walk down to breakfast, you'd be walking towards Baldo's table and you could just tell when he's had enough. He would just give you a little wave. You knew to just go sit by yourself or something.
You know, he'd be out there with his little iPad, his glasses on.
Yeah, yeah.
See, Matt and I understood that, you know, you could sit at breakfast and you could just be by yourself, or if you're with somebody, you didn't have to fucking talk. Some of these motherfuckers that just want to talk, it's like, shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to eat, you know? I'm trying to chew down these fucking eggs with the shells on. I don't want to fucking try to talk to you right now.
One time on the bus, John looked over at me. I think one of us, whatever. We were close by this point. He goes, hey, fella. And I go, because I'd been there long enough that he knew that I could at least say what needed to be done or anything. Like I knew them all well enough. He goes, hey, fella. I go, yeah. He goes, we were in a traffic jam, bad traffic jam.
Oh,
stuck on the expressway. John looked over at me and you could see the hurt and pain in his eyes. He said, fella, I gotta take a shit, and I don't got much time. And I went, brother. I went, Jesus Christ. I looked around. There's nothing. There's not an exit. There's nothing. It's just cars. And I went, well, fucking, you hold it? He goes, I can't hold it. And I went, oh boy. And I went, Makabe-san. He goes, hi, Chato. I said, strong man needs poo-poo. And maybe big problem. The whole bus pops, right? Then I went, oh boy. And John goes, I don't know what we're going to do. And I go, well, what do you want to do? He goes, hell, if they just open the goddamn door, I can lean out and take a shit.
I would have shit right on the side of that fucking traffic jam. No problem.
When you get to that point, what else are you going to do?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine that, hanging onto the door and shitting out that thing?
Oh, I mean, I've shit on the side of the fucking road plenty of times, and I'll do it again.
But thank God he was able to hold it. They found, like, a McDonald's. They pulled off. John
almost didn't make it across the parking lot.
Oh, man.
John ran
your body turns on you. Your body completely turns on you when you know that you get close to it. Your body just says,
well, yeah,
I'm done. Fuck you.
Patrons, we got to get out. We got to get out of here, though.
I would have shit on the side of that. They could have kept moving. I'd have just fucking jumped down, shit real quick, and caught the bus and jumped back on there. I'd been no problem. But in that culture, there's no fucking way.
Yeah. Hey, that's true. Patrons, we got to get out of here. Else Gallows is going to fucking either his wife's going to squirt all over the camera. Or he's going to fucking just, it's just pointless to have him. It's just pointless to continue this. Emilio's got his hands in his face. Gallows, you forced me back into this stupid fucking podcast and you can't even be present. I'm out of here. John.
Well, I thought we were going to get paid what we were agreed to, but I was wrong.
Bye-bye. Who? We invented a number.
Gallows is going to move it to OnlyFans.
Fuck. Hey, John, thank you. Hey, everybody's. Everybody go to John's Instagram page. I'm going to put a swipe the fuck up to your page, John.
J-O-N-A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N.
E-N, yep. The John Anderson. And whatever you do, don't go in the DMs and tell me you want to get in shape for the summer. I'll tell you to fuck yourself.
Fuck off.
It's a lifestyle, goddammit.
That's it.
Tell the fuck off.
His awesome wife, Terry, is in there too. Fucking, she's more jacked than all of us. There she is. Yeah.
What up, Terry?
What up, baby?
I want to see. Hey, Emilio, get a screenshot of them both throwing a double bicep. That's our fucking episode.
I'm way better than
she's got. She actually has got a better double bicep. I'll give you one of these.
All right,
oh, perfect. I thought I was getting in good shape.
Oh hell yeah!
you guys are great. That's awesome.
Well, it's, you know.
Terry, thank you for letting him come in here and do this. John, what's up?
Thank you, Terry.
I love you.
Love you, too. Rocky, thank you very much.
Rocky, now that you're the fucking head honcho, this motherfucker.
I didn't say the head honcho.
Heroes on a piece of paper. Spoken.
He's right under the Tory.
Sure we have some killer fucking time over in Japan. And more importantly, we got to do an annual podcast at my fucking place.
Yeah.
We'll literally be pouring fucking beers right off the tap.
Chad, oh my God. You don't know how amazing that sounds.
Goddamn paradise.
I love you, good brother. Thank you,
Abe,
for strong
you guys.
Man John Anderson.
Good to see you. Right on.
All right. So, as I said in the beginning of this episode, if you are not a member of the Talkin' Shop Patreon, what are you doing? Hit the link in the episode notes right now. Become a member. You get all sorts of cool stuff. You get workout routines from Machine Gun Carl Anderson. You get Domesticated Doc. You get Azuka Rocky Romero. You get Boozin' with the Boys. You get exclusive watch-alongs. It's a really cool community of like-minded wrestling fans who just want to come together and have a good time. And you get exclusive access to your favorite professional wrestlers. Where else are you going to get that but the Talkin' Shop Patreon? Also, we have a YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, smash the notification bell so you can stay up to date whenever we release a new vlog, which is pretty damn consistent. So, go to the YouTube channel, that's in the episode notes as well, and subscribe, rate and review this podcast as well. Say something nice about the boys. We'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And I have no clever outro for this, so all I'm going to say is, bye!